Foley.
I'm Ray Foley. JP's here with me as well.
I am indeed, yeah.
And we're in a tent in LA. We didn't camp together last night. We didn't wake up together in a two-man... Mm. Rather, a one-man.
A one-man stew.
Yeah, we are in a tent, but we did not sleep in this tent. Although I would not object to the opportunity to share a one-man sleeping bag with you. What is the... You know those sleeping bags that are just round? They're like an egg-shaped.
Oh, wow, okay.
You and me staying cozy and cuddly inside. Right. Do you know what? Whatever keeps you warm.
Yeah, you're the big spoon on the little spoon. It's fine.
Absolutely. Well, when it comes to cutlery, we're your favourite radio cutlery duo. Hey, it's 11 o'clock. What are we doing here?
We're spreading good vibes. We're giving a sense of the excitement.
We know what you're asking, and we're asking exactly the same question. What the hell are they doing there? And they were out last night.
Yeah.
They did the picnic. Haven't Ray and JP already done the picnic?
We did have a conversation last night and was, are we going to be able to speak tomorrow? How is your voice?
I'm kind of croaked.
Well, you were singing on a stage and giving it the goods.
We had the DJ battle yesterday. I won, which was great.
Myself
versus Pamela Joyce. We had the DJ battle at between 5 and about 5:45.
Yeah.
Is the music's gone? No, it's got. I think that's our cue to stop. The music's just...
Oh, excellent. Stop. Perfect.
Nice long bed for the chats then at the top of the hour, lads.
Any music yourself?
So I've got some music there.
Ah, yeah, sure. Why not kick in there?
Hang on one second.
Hang on. Look at that.
That's radio, guys. It's radio. So yeah, we were doing our DJ battle yesterday, me versus Pamela Joyce. And it was on between 5 o'clock and about 5:45 yesterday evening. And not making a big thing of it, it's not a big deal, it's not a huge problem. But I'm not going to say I lost, but I did not win.
Okay. You're putting a positive spin on your loss.
Someone other than me was declared the winner in the DJ battle. By a single point, it has to be
It was
said.
Close.
By yeah. one point. And then we went out and about on the side, walking around an electric picnic, getting curry chips and whatever. And we just met loads of people that were, like I said, they were listening on the radio for our drive on the way down yesterday. And loads of people that listened to the show, and loads of people that were at the Soundgarden. And they were asking, oh, who won? And every single person that asked the question, I said, I did.
Right, spreading his own victory message around EP one person at a time.
I just lied to everyone here, guys. So we're in a tent. We're behind the stage at the Today FM Soundgarden stage. If you're coming to Electric Picnic today, you can't miss us, actually. I was wondering where we're going to be positioned. The Soundgarden is like right in the main arena. It's the massive yellow tent. It's got Today FM plastered all over it. And I'm telling you, it was the place to be yesterday. I couldn't believe it. As someone who hasn't listened to Today FM in 10 years, I just couldn't believe how far the station has come.
So popular. Incredible. We were there and early doors. I mean, it was quiet because it was very early. And there was some concern. We're going, is anyone going to show up? And then click of the fingers.
Hopping. Great.
Everyone was there.
So we're there yesterday. Thank you so much. We're going to have a busy day today on the Today FM Soundgarden as well. We'll tell you about that a little bit later on. We're live from Electric Picnic. We're on till 2. We'll be chatting to some of the stars performing as well. And I've got Justin Timberlake, Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars to start off your hour as well. Justin Timberlake, you can't stop the feeling, can't fight the feeling. You can't stop the feeling.
Right.
And if you try and fight it, you're fighting a losing battle. Today FM playing the music you love. Hello there. Ray Foley's live at Electric Picnic. Saturday morning. Feeling a little bit tired, a little bit croaky this morning. We're in a tent backstage at the Today FM Soundgarden stage. JP's here with me as well.
How are you doing?
Electric Picnic is back. Today FM Soundgarden stage is the place to be. Have you seen Dec Pierce recently, by the way?
Yeah, I have indeed.
He's a skinny mini.
He is in shape.
Dec Pierce looking absolutely fantastic at the moment. And when we saw him last night on stage at the Today FM Soundgarden, we understood why. He's burning about 500,000 calories per performance on stage.
He's at the front of the stage. He's at the back of the stage. He's hopping around the stage.
Whatever. He's hopped up on some sort of pills or something. I don't know what it is he's popping back. Whatever the Dec Pierce energy is.
He also really loves to see people's hands. Demanding to see hands a lot.
See those hands.
Yeah.
Also, a very clean performance, I have to say. I was watching Dec last night, and I thought, if this was me, I would have dropped 15 F-bombs in the time that I saw about 10 minutes of them last night. It was absolutely hopping last night. Block rocking beats. It was a sort of a disappointing performance. It was like a light show, incredible sound, incredible pyrotechnics, Dec playing amazing songs. But it was quite disappointing for those of us that brought blocks. I was standing on top of it. Two breeze blocks I brought from when we were building an extension back at home. Mm. I thought, you know what, I'll bring them to Electric Picnic for Dex Block Rock
this
and Beats.
This would be perfect, yeah.
And they were, I have to say, they remained largely unrocked.
The crowd was rocked.
Well, that's an entirely different... They should have called it Deck Pierce's Crowd Rock and Beats then, surely. Deck is back on stage tonight on top of the Soundgarden stage. Ed Smith's going to be in conversation with Siobhan McSweeney from Derry Girls. Dave Moore's going to be playing Cheesy Classics later today. Bingo Loco's going to be on to the Today FM Soundgarden stage as well later on. And then tomorrow, the new Brass Kings, Claire Bexall Irish and Welshie's going to be doing a DJ set. The Today FM Soundgarden, with thanks to Island's Edge and Irish Stout. For a life less bitter, get the facts. Be drink aware, visit drinkaware.ie. And we're here at the Soundgarden stage this morning and on into the afternoon. Your texts and your WhatsApps, 0874 100 102. I put up a photograph on my Insta of the manager of the hotel we stayed in. What's the name of the hotel?
Collection. A lovely spot.
The Collection.
Correct.
We stayed in The Collection, which is about 15 minutes away from here last night. No chance we're going to be doing the rain or the campsite business. And he left a letter for me in the room.
Oh, lovely.
And he said, here's everything you need. Breakfast is at such and such a time. And at the end of it, he said, Owen Ray, love the show.
Hey, fair play.
That was amazing.
It's the little details.
Fair play to Philip. So I put it up on my Insta this morning. And who was it? Barney messaged me on my DMs. He said, not camping like the rest of us, ? Dude, you've changed. I replied to Barney and I said, I have never in my entire life... Barney, you're the one that's changed. Or maybe we've just both stayed the same down through the years. I've never camped. No. Could you imagine me, like, waking up in a tent this morning? The absolute cut of me. Actually, we'd love some of that emotion this morning. If you want to send us a voice note, 0874 100 102. There's Fatboy Slim and Praise You on Today FM. It's Lato, it's Mariah, it's DJ Khaled. He's looking at his wrist, he's got a new watch, absolutely delighted with himself. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Hey ho! Ray Foley in and on for Saturday morning. Oh, and a little bit croaky and a little bit creaky. We're feeling pretty good. We're live at Electric Picnic. We're backstage at the Today FM Soundgarden stage. Your texts and your WhatsApps, 0874 100 102. Those of you waking up at the campsite listening to Today FM, we're your Sunday brunch. We're your brunch bunch.
Saturday, Ray.
I'm trying to think. What's
it's Saturday.
What did I say?
Sunday.
Oh, well, I'm getting very confused with the days. Yeah. It's a kind of an Electric picnic.
You got it fast and loose.
I can't be paying attention to the jumble of days when it comes to the picnic, to the TEP. Yeah, live at Electric Picnic this morning. And, thanks for your concern, by the way, with regard to our drive down yesterday. We made it in time. Everything. The show wasn't... The DJ battle wasn't until 5 p.m. So we made it in plenty of time. We're in plenty of time. Text 0874 100 102. Lads, it's Foley FM at this stage. You're doing the breakfast show. Show's from the car. And now you're on the weekends. Love it, from Paul. And do you know what? We get a flat rate. We're not getting paid any extra, unfortunately, Paul.
You're reading news at 4 and 5 today, I believe.
I'm reading news. And then I'm doing the last word. Do you know what? That will be an experience.
Sure would.
I tell you what. And can you say happy birthday to Miriam, who's celebrating her 61st, 61 years young Miriam Bates.
A good innings.
Happy birthday. I couldn't get it. Well, you know, a bit more to go, I would imagine. Miriam, congratulations. Have a lovely day. Many happy returns. And thanks for turning Today FM on this morning in this horrible weather conditions here at Stradbally this morning. But hopefully we can brighten things up for you. Your Sunday morning brunch bunch.
Saturday.
On Today FM. Right, stick around. I'll play some Take That and Lil Nas X. Take That and Greatest Day. And we are really having a great day here at Electric Picnic 2022. It's great to be back at the festival. Do you know, after the couple of years we've had of socially distancing and not seeing each other, not being able to go to gigs, isn't it great to be here in the lashing rain on a Saturday morning, 11:37 a.m. Hi-lo there, Ray Foley on. Live at Electric Picnic, backstage at the Today FM Soundgarden. We play the music you love, Take That and Greatest Day. Take That, not performing at Electric Picnic. And more's the pity, I suppose. Although, Picture This will be on tonight. I'll play that for you in a second. Hi, it's Ray here. JP's over there.
How are you doing?
Do you want some voice notes?
Yeah, go on.
0874 100 102. What have you got for me?
This is Leo, Ray.
Hey, Leo.
Hey, Ray. This is Leo here down in Limerick. Just enjoying a nice, sunny, bright Saturday morning. Hope you're enjoying the rain in Stradbally.
It is absolutely...
Love the show.
Hey. Cheers, Leo. Cheers, brother.
Hey, Foley.
Stop that for a second.
Neve.
Leo, you can hear... That's not thunder. That's music being played on a stage somewhere. But it's absolutely horrific. It is lashing down rain here. I've got the... We're in a black tent. And there's no windows in the tent. So I have to hold the door open. Yeah. And the rain is just... like falling straight down just outside the doorway.
This is the authentic festival experience. This is what it is.
This is what we're trying to bring to you in radio form. We're just trying to bring you the hotness and the wetness, as we do every time we appear on the radio. And who was that on the other one, the voice note?
Oh, that was Niamh. This is Niamh here, yeah.
Niamh.
Hey, Foley FM. Mm. It's fabulous here in Limerick. Mm. It's like 16, 17 degrees. Dry. Blue skies.
Cheers, Niamh. Yeah, making us feel bad about ourselves. Limerick's obviously got the weather. Is there any chance we could do an electric picnic in Limerick? Electric Limerick this time next year. That'd be amazing. By all accounts, I was in the car on the way back, but I missed Dermot Kennedy last night. We saw a few gigs last night. We saw the girl in red. The girl dressed in red?
A girl in red? One or the other, anyway.
A girl wearing red.
Correct.
That's not just a young one walking around wearing a red frock. No, it's the band or they were performing last night over in that tent. I don't know the names of the tents either. That's a thing that a true, like, indie schmindy Ed Smith now would know.
I think he would tell you that might have been the Electric Arena, right?
The Electric Arena, yeah. Right. The big tent over there.
Correct.
Is where we saw the girl wearing red. And it was absolutely hopping. That was a great gig. And then we went over to the other tent... the big one next to it.
That was the three tent.
Right. Yeah. And inside and there was pink champagne.
Lime Cordial.
Lime Cordial were on. And we had a bit of a bop to them. And then we saw some Denise Chyla.
We didn't eat yet.
We didn't see any Dermot, unfortunately. And devastated to have missed Megan Thee Stallion. Is it the?
It is.
Because there's two E's on Megan Thee Stallion.
Very old school, though.
Right.
One, yeah.
So it's Megan Thee Stallion or Megan the Stallion. Depending on your pronunciation, we were hoping to get Megan the Stallion on this morning for a quick chat, but unfortunately they put her back in the horse box and they're taking her back up to
the stud,
up to the Kildare, to the national stud for a visit before she goes home. I've got Cash Machine. I want to tell you the total on that. What else do I have to do? We'll have a few chats with some of the performers as well in a few minutes. Megan, unfortunately, she's got her face in a nose bag, so she's not. But some of the others we will have on later on. This is Picture This Now, an LA House Party on Today FM. Picture This, an LA House Party. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ayo. Good morning. Ray Foley on. JP's with me as
How
well.
How are you doing?
And joining us in the backstage tent here at Electric Picnic, comedian, bearded man, all-round lovely Australian, Damien Clark is here, everyone. Hey, can we...
Hello,
hang on a second. Hang on one second.
Ayo.
There we go.
When you said a tent, I didn't actually mean you.
It's
a proper tent.
Yeah.
It's got water dripping on the laptop. Did you see the state of this?
It is.
I thought Today FM's going to have at least maybe walls of some kind.
Well, Ed Smith is doing his... he's doing an interview with Siobhan McSweeney inside in the Today FM Soundgarden stage tent.
Right, yeah.
And that's full, like, that's amazing.
And they give you the black shanty thing you get in Aldi next to the toilets.
there's
a porta potties right next to us here and a slurry truck.
It's true. And there's actual poop in the tent as well, because this is like...
Oh, there it is, yeah.
It's been put up on... That's not JP's. From an animal.
I'm healthy.
It's sheep's.
You've brought your little man. Your kid. Is this your kid?
Max is here.
Hi, Max.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Max. Good to see you, man. Thanks for joining us at Electric Picnic. How old is Max?
How old are you, Max?
Good.
How old are you?
He's good. That's how.
He's good. That's
old
fine. What age are you, Max?
Two.
What? He's a big two.
That's
isn't
a big two. Yeah.
Second. Is that your final answer?
Five.
He's fine.
Okay, that seems closer.
It seems closer.
He grew quick. And last night we watched a bit of Megan Thee Stallion, you know.
Oh yeah.
And he learned a lot.
Really,
I learned a lot from Megan. It was great. We all loved it.
It was a musical education.
Megan's like the lyrics are so good. Like with body, you know.
Well, be careful now. We need to be careful. because we're on the radio.
Yeah. Like I'll bleep myself.
Oh good.
But it's so empowering because. For women, curvy women, it's the best.
Yeah.
Like,
I was reading.
Body crazy, curvy, wavy, big, blank, little waist. Brilliant. Sexy. Lovely. If it was a bloke.
I was just.
It wouldn't work.
Well, I'm also. What are those expressions again?
Let's check them off here.
There's a curvy. I'm curvy.
Yeah, you're curvy. It'd be like. a bloke could be body crazy, chunky, bulgy, big, gut, hairy back. Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. It wouldn't work as much.
I do tick all those boxes.
Definitely curvy. I got curvy. Wavy.
Yeah.
Big chest. How's your chest? Does it wobble up and
absolutely
down the stairs?
Absolutely. Mine does. I was on the Soundgarden stage last night, and one nipple was pointing in this direction and the other was pointing in this direction at various points, depending on the jumping I was doing.
Yeah.
They would wobble all over the place.
Not even synchronised.
How are you feeling about being back at Electric Picnic, Jamie and Clark?
It's great. It's been yonks, Ray. I'm delighted. It was always a favourite time of the year. The comedy tent is big. Like,
huge.
As in the acts are big as well as the physical tent. Because there's other festivals that aren't as big as Electric Picnic. You know, you might be in a tent such as the one we're in now. You know, it might be a lot
very
smaller.
Tent.
But here it's grand. There's more people. There's more bodies lying around. I mean, depending on Saturday or Sunday, how upright the audience is.
Right. Okay. You know, you've got a pretty good gig on a Saturday then.
Today's Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, 2:40, which is great. It's the earliest. Yes, Max.
Sorry, Max.
Monday.
Oh no, it's Monday.
It's Monday. We're making up the days as well. We've been mixing them up as well.
It's Monday. Oh no, this is another
Max
slurry.
Max has hit the picnic hard.
No, he's like, I think it's
he's on one.
Too many vid hits.
That's the problem.
Too many vitamins, man.
I saw you, guy. Sorry, what are you saying, Max?
What's
sorry,
that,
dude.
It's bus day.
It's bus day.
Yeah.
Bus day. Doesn't even know what day is.
Max is in a little trailer, a kind of like a trolley trailer thing.
Game changer for parents or people smuggling any alcohol.
Yeah, it's a. it's very.
Which
or both.
Today, a cut.
It's today o'clock. Well, this is Today FM, Max. You're on. You're live to the nation.
I don't know if he said anything else there.
No, it's absolutely fine.
Anything he met from me,
it's all good.
It's
day cats.
Oh, day cat. All right, okay. Day cat. Day cat.
He's lost it. It's Saturday morning and he's lost it already.
Like, there's too many vid hits. They get you every time.
I've been to the dance and electronica tent until 4 a.m.
So what time are you on? About 2 o'clock in the comedy tent?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And like, people are sort of alert, and it's because it's raining, it'll be packed. I'm just gonna guess that.
Get the odd.
Doesn't matter who's on stage, if there's a roof on a tent, they'll be in. You've got to watch yourself in this little one, because
you're always more people in there. You always bring a show, you're always entertaining, it's always good to see you.
Do you know if I have no savage put downs for hecklers that you can direct at Max now? No?
Yeah, because Max is just shouting abuse at us now.
Oh yeah. I can't use them on radio because I'd probably
he's just pushing the child out of the tent into the rain in the trolley now in order to get him off mic.
Oh, he's got one more day.
What's the day?
Meow day.
Meow day, of course. That makes sense.
He's been on the meow meow.
Cat fans, of course.
Any cat fans out there? It's your day. Dog fans are going to have to wait until October or something.
I have a memory of you, Damien Clark, of us back in the day, in our very early days on Today FM. Do you remember this?
Was this the idea days?
You came in. And we gave you a speaker, like a radio speaker.
Yes, I remember.
You remember this?
Yeah.
A radio speaker. And you went out on the streets of Dublin. And we made you hold the speaker, stand on the street, turn the volume up full. And we shouted abuse out of the speaker at passers-by.
Yeah, as if we were holding a ghetto blaster, like it was the
80s. Yeah, yeah.
And then you would it's meow day.
It's still meow day. Yeah. That was great crack. I'm going to let you go. You have to go and parent, man.
Yeah.
You were just going to call it in and say hi to us this morning.
I just wanted to come in and say it's meow day.
It's meow day.
Meow day to everybody out there.
Meow day all for all the cat fans.
Yeah.
On stage by 2 o'clock at the
2:45, just past 3, yeah?
2:45.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be great. But the comedy's, the lineup's insane all
it's
day.
It's brilliant, yeah.
And Dylan Moran's closing off the show tonight in the comedy tent. It'd be unbelievable. And then, do you know what's funny? Because all week, the news has been about the weather.
Yeah.
And it's true, but a sunny day turns the festival into the best time. It's what day?
It's nothing day. Okay, we're going to let you go.
Okay. I'm getting heckled by a 5-year-old.
It's preparation.
If you want to see more of that, get to the comedy.
He's battle hardened now.
Actually, water day.
It definitely is water day.
You're going to be lucky if Damo's actually on stage and Max hasn't taken the gig and he's going to be on stage doing his own bit about days.
It'll be like, it's water day. Do your day bit. Everyone will be like, do your day bit.
We're just here for the day bit and Dylan Moran. Dylan Moran.
Max, what's your day bit? And he'll be like, it's meow day. Everyone's like, yeah, meow day.
Meow day.
Actually, no, it's jacket day.
Jacket day,
everybody.
Okay.
Cats wearing jackets. Damien Clark, Max, thank you so much
for joining us.
Cheers, guys. Right, stick around. What have we got to do? I have to do. It's milk. It's milk day. What milk day? It's water day. It's Saturday. Saturday morning. Ray Foley on with you. We're playing Ed Sheeran next.
Stick around.
Oh, hang on a minute now. When you say at Electro Picnic all weekend with Ray Foley, Ray's not going to be here all weekend. Just for clarity, I am Ray Foley. JP's here.
How
with
are you
me.
Doing? We're definitely not doing Sunday.
We're not doing all weekend.
Okay.
Oh my! I think if I were to do Sunday as well, it'd kill me. I think I'd be going back in a coffin. I need a hearse to get me back to Dublin. It'd be ridiculous. Heyo, Ray's in and on Saturday morning. Well, into Saturday afternoon now, live from Electric Picnic. We are backstage at the Today FM Soundgarden stage this morning, and it is wet. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. If you're making your way to Electric Picnic this morning, it's a wet one. It's damp out there. We don't need anyone on the West Coast sending your photographs. Thank you for all of the WhatsApps and your photos of your amazing looking weather and your gorgeous looking
Limerick and Clare, apparently fantastic. We know, you've told us. Thank you very much.
Nobody likes a show off. Thanks for the text as well. Damien Clark is the comedian we were chatting to a few minutes ago. Lovely Australian. He is Australian, isn't he? It was coming out of my mouth that it was like Australian. I hope he's not a Kiwi. He is Australian.
No, he's adopted Irish. You'll see him actually weekly in Dublin in the Crack Den. He's there every single week.
Yeah, that's his regular gig. And he's on stage at about 2:45 in the comedy tent here at Electric Picnic. It's going to be wild. And he had his kid Max with him as well. Shauna texted. She said, "All right, Max, can it?"
He was talking, wasn't he? No, with some children, you don't know if they're going to have the confidence.
Well, the thing is, though, that like when it's someone else's kid, if it was my own kid, I'd be like, "Could you shut up? Daddy's doing an interview." But when it's someone else's kid, yeah, you don't want to be like, we're talking to your dad now.
Max had jumped out of the trolley and started kicking us in the shins, we would have just had to grin and bear and go, yeah, no,
we would have been lovely. We were pretending to be lovely grown men. Right, so we're here at the picnic. 0874 100 102 for your texts and your WhatsApps. If you're in the cam site, we'd like to hear from you as well. And we've got our roving reporter, God love him, Alex is up at one of the campsites for us this morning. We'll be checking in with him in a few minutes' time. Let's start with the hour with the Sugar Babes. This is Today FM. Today FM. And a sky full of stars. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Hey-oh, hey-oh. Ray Foley live from Electric Picnic. Are you well? Am I well? It's the real question. Here in the lashing rain at the picnic, backstage at the Today FM Sound Garden for day two of Electric Picnic. I think yesterday was a perfect Electric Picnic experience, JP. The sun was shining. There were a couple of beers to be had. There was fun and games. There was music. Declan Pierce was on the stage doing the block rock and beats thing, jumping around like a crazy lunatic, and all in all was good with the world.
Oh my god, it was perfect. We had like the crowds weren't crazy big. You could wander around to the areas you wanted. We perused all the food stalls. It was fantastic, right?
It was just just a nice buzz. Electric Picnic's back. Today FM Soundgarden stage is the place to be today. Dave Moore's taken to the stage for the Cheesy Classics. We're in a prime location, by the way, because we are free shelter. So even if you hate Dave Moore, as a lot of people do,
not technically true. Come on.
Even if you hate Dave and you hate the songs, we have a unique selling position. UPS. What's that? Unique selling point. And we have shelter from that lash and rain. We've got shelter, but we've got Dave Moore. So we give with one hand, we take away. I'm joking. He's got the Cheesy Classics for you on the soundstage. Ed Smith's going to be in conversation with Siobhan McSweeney from Derry Girls later on today as well. Block Rock and Beats and Bingo Loco today. The Today FM Soundgarden with thanks to Island's Edge Irish Stout. For a life less bitter, get the facts, be drink aware, visit drinkaware.ie. Jomo, someone text. There's been a lot of discussion about Jomo, actually, with regard to this picnic. And really, it's only come into effect this morning because the weather has turned. Because yesterday, like I say, absolutely glorious conditions. But today, lashing rain, a little bit chilly. The autumnal showers have arrived and it's not particularly nice. The vibes are good, but like the rain is, doesn't help things really.
I know your FOMOs, but what's your JOMO?
JOMO is joy of missing out.
Oh, right, yeah.
Where you're delighted to miss out and delighted to not be there, delighted to not be waking up at a tent this morning, waking up in your hotel room when everyone else is slumming it. Love the show.
Hey!
That's Michal from Wexford. 39 years, 11 months and 2 days old.
Okay, nice specificity there.
So he's nearly there. He's still in his 30s is what he's trying to tell us.
Oh, I see.
And enjoying it. Ray, it's lashing in Kilkee. If that makes you feel better, love the show. Hey, from Dara. Lads, give a big shout out to Ethan and his friends Jonah, Nathan and Rory. from the band Mr. Pink. They're playing their first festival on the Fishtown stage.
Go on, lads.
This is Jerry Fish's area.
Correct.
Which looks fantastic as well. Fishtown stage at 1:30. Wish I was there from Mam. And big shout out to Sarah, not my Mam. I'm guessing it's...
Mam of somebody in the band.
It's Ethan's Mam.
Yeah.
Texting. Ethan, your Mam texting. She misses you. She loves... And she wants to make sure you wear your jacket.
Are you warm? Ethan,
make sure
warm.
That Jerry Fish puts an umbrella over you. And big shout out to Sarah Landers from Carrisyveen in County Kerry, celebrating her 21st birthday today at Electric Picnic from Anne. Anne, thanks for the text message. We'll check in. We'll get a look at what's happening in the over at the campsites. We've got reporters recording people as they're waking up from their slumber, and some in not the best condition. We'll have a listen to that in a couple of minutes. Blur, girls and boys, you're on Today FM. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's afternoon now. Ray Foley on Live from Electric Picnic. JP joins me.
How are you doing?
And in the tent of doom, the tent of dampness, joining us backstage at the Today FM Soundgarden stage, the one and only, the queen of the DJ battle, it's Pamela Joyce.
Hello, hello, hello.
Joyce.
Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, with our DJ battle yesterday evening.
I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah, because you won.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was going to have a whinge if she lost. Actually, she was off stage. The scores were being tallied. It was 3-3.
It wasn't.
And she was off stage. It was 3-3. They put 3-3 next to her faces on the sign. And she's stamping her foot, having a whinge backstage. She's all teary. She was doing that thing where she's flapping her...
I'm fine. It's actually fine. It's fine. I don't even care.
She was getting all whingy and moany. And I was like, I'll go on, I'll let her have this one. So what we did was... At the end of our DJ battle, 3-3.
Yep.
And the amazing tunes, the live band came on then. They were coming on after us.
Uh-huh.
And we overlapped and we did a song each. So I performed a song. It was the tunes played music and I made noise into a microphone.
It was Backstreet Boys. I've never heard it before.
Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way.
Yep.
Nobody wanted it that way.
No.
Nobody wanted it that way.
No.
And you've never heard it like that before.
No, it was interesting. It was interesting. It happened.
Yeah, it did happen. The funny thing about it was, I knew I was singing a Backstreet. This is no word of a lie.
No.
This is no word of a lie. I knew I was performing a Backstreet Boys song on the stage. Mm. That was planned, right? I just didn't know which one.
So he's scrambling for his phone before it gets to the first vocal.
He's like,
what are the lyrics for this?
And I'm waiting for them to start playing before I start Googling the lyrics.
Well, see, the problem with that song is that it's straight into the vocals.
I'm on stage.
You've no music to feed to lead you in.
You are my fire.
I thought you were quite excellent.
Thank you very much. But not so excellent that I could beat you, because Pamela Joyce came on. And she did Jay-Z and Beyonce.
She's multi-talented.
Both the Jay-Z bits and the Beyonce bits of Crazy in Love. Knocked it out of the park. Got all the votes.
A little bit pitchy at times.
It was spot on.
Thank you very much.
It was just what the audience wanted.
I enjoyed it.
They were mostly drunk though, thank God.
Yeah.
So they loved it.
Wouldn't like to hear the audio back now.
How good was the crowd, by the way, Pamela?
Unbelievable. They were in such good form.
Yeah.
Really up for it.
Yeah.
And they all voted for me, so I love them.
Pam's crowd.
Yeah.
And then I was saying this earlier on, you missed this, but everyone I met after that missed the DJ battle, they said to me, how'd you get on? How did the DJ battle go? Who won? I said to everyone, I did.
No!
I swear.
He did.
And actually, I add, it was never announced anywhere officially that I won.
Well, it was on stage, wasn't it?
Kind of.
Yeah, well...
And then you scurried off.
In that case, you won. Like, what are you doing for the rest? What are you doing for the rest of the weekend for Electric Picnic?
I'm going to try and figure out how to style my fringe.
Right.
Because it's quite wet.
It's very wet.
It's not great.
Yeah, not just the fringe.
It's parting,
the environment is wet. Yeah.
I'm going to be chatting to a few people today.
Yeah.
And then going to get ready for the show I have on Today FM tomorrow from 12 o'clock.
Are you going to have any special guests? Can you tell us about any of that? Or?
I'll keep it under wraps for now.
All right, okay.
It's going to be good.
Let's just say...
It's going to be juicy.
Let's just say giddy up.
Giddy up.
Megan Thee Stallion will not be on.
No, she will.
there will be others.
There will.
Yeah, I was just saying Megan's in the horse box on the way to the National Stadium at the moment. All right, Dua Lipa Levitating. This is Today FM. That's Dermot Kennedy and Something to Someone, Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's 12:41. Ray Foley backstage, live at Electric Picnic. 2022. JP's here with me as well.
How you doing?
Dermot Kelly was on stage last night. By all accounts, he was absolutely incredible, except for the rain. Dermot could do nothing about... Is there nothing that man can do, people have said about him, with regard to his talent, his enthusiasm, his positioning in the music industry, his career, his stratospheric rise through the business? But it turns out there is something he can't do. That's control the weather. The weather's going to smack you in the ass, Kennedy.
I think it's kind of brightening up. I think it's lifting, Ray.
Don't say it.
I jinxed it.
You've jinxed it now. Yeah, Dermot Kelly was on stage last night. And from reading the reports, The Independent this morning has pretty comprehensive coverage of the gigs last night. And Megan Thee Stallion with her remarks about body positivity. I think I'm going to become a champion for body positivity.
Right.
Rather than constantly giving out about being lumpy and overweight, hating the way I look.
I mean, you've got the lived experience, so you can speak to that, man.
I absolutely do.
Why not be the spokesperson?
I will. Do you know what? I will.
Yeah.
Body positivity. And I got my wibbles. I got my wobbles. And I'm a cute queen. I'm a cute wibbly queen.
He's got no quibbles about my wibbles.
Write that down. Put it on the list. Voice note. This is Alex. He's up at the campsite for us. God love him, that poor kid. He's only 12 years of age. He's landed his first gig in radio on Today FM.
Hey, Alex, we've got a big break for you.
And we've given him a Today FM hoodie, which is now soaked to the skin, and sent him with a smack in the bum up to the Today FM, or not the Today FM, the Electric Picnic campsite. And he's chatting to people up there for us. How's he getting on up there?
Let's have a listen. Here's Rian.
Hi, I'm Rian. I'm from Kildare. So I was coming home after all the gigs, and there was one lad in front of me, and we were walking up to the tents. Hadn't a clue who this guy was, but he was stumbling across all the ropes, and I had to pitch all the ropes back into the ground. Then I got back into my tent, realised that my tent was leaking, and I was wet, and I had to towel it all up, and then it was dry. That's me. Thank you.
Cheers.
That is a true trooper. That's the kind of person you want, though.
Rian, good to have you. Thoughts and prayers. We were kind of hoping for some more upbeat, more kind of, woo, we're having a great time. Now we're soaked and we're not getting any sleep.
Okay, well, fingers crossed this is what Kieran has to tell us. Kieran, more upbeat story, hopefully.
Hello, it's Kieran Hogan from Crumlin, Dublin.
Hi.
I'm at EP here. Thing is like World War III. The site is horrendous. Who cracked out some balls, but listen, we'll roll on. A turtle mentality, just roll over and go again.
Did you get drenched last night?
Huh?
Did you get drenched last night?
Yeah, it was like a swimming pool, wasn't it? I'd say.
Everyone got wet last night. I think Kieran was the second guy.
Yeah.
Kieran was the guy pulling up the tent pegs in Rian's tent.
What did he say? Be like a turtler. Be like a turtle. Roll over and get on with it.
Exactly. And that's the only way to approach it, particularly in this kind of weather. It looks like it's clearing up. We're not going to jinx it for you yet. And if you're on your way to EP, stay on Today FM. It's going to be a busy one through the day. Stick around. I'll play the Killers for you next. Right. Hey, it is a mess out here. We're live from Electric Picnic. We're backstage at the Today FM Soundgarden stage. Today FM, playing the music you love. It's Calvin Harris, Justin Timberlake and Halsey. Stay With Me. That is such a good song. I absolutely love it. Losing my absolute mind to that. Hey, it's a mess out here. And like I say, it is a mess out here. The rain has just stopped. I don't know whether we should be too enthusiastic or count our chickens too early. But the monsoon-like weather that we've been enduring here at Electric Picnic at Strabbley seems to have eased off, for now at least. Texts on 0874 100102. Ray and JP, it's very weird to be listening to you on a Saturday morning. Huge Today FM fan, lashing rain here in West Wicklow. Love your show from Graham. Hey, or rather, love the show. Hey, Ray, every farmer in the country is delighted to see it lashing rain. They may as well have won the lotto, as everywhere is so dry and the fields are as hard as concrete. I don't give a damn. I'm enduring wet conditions. Uh-huh. My bum is damp, Mr. Farmer Man. Think about Ray's bum bums. And your voice notes as well, 0874 100102.
So I think Jenny was up at the campsite there.
I'm Jenny and I'm from Tullamore, and we just about survived
tonight. What happened last night?
The rain, just when we woke up this morning, it didn't stop.
And
did
the tent leak at all?
Yeah, it's starting to leak at the moment. No. We have the cover on it. We have only one sheet on it, so we're not looking forward to tonight.
Oh, Jenny.
And you're staying here all weekend?
Mm-hmm. That's the plan.
Okay, what about you, man?
Yeah, same as all weekend here, so... Yeah, just woke up with a lot of water this morning. Lovely.
But the farmers are happy.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? The farmers are happy. Right, stick around. This is Today FM live from Electric Picnic. We'll play a little mix for you next. That's me. I'm Ray Foley, live at Electric Picnic. Give us an AO.
AO.
Can I get an enthusiastic Ayo, please.
Ayo.
It is so damp here at the picnic. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Ray Foley's my name. JP's here as well.
I am.
We'll be speaking to some of the funny comedy stars from the Electric Picnic, the comedy tent here at EP this afternoon. And the place to be is the Today FM Soundgarden stage. We are currently backstage. The place to actually be is backstage at the Today FM Soundgarden stage.
It's where all the VIPs are hanging out.
And the second best place to be is the actual stage itself. At the moment, not much happening up there. Sound tests and sound checks going on. Ed Smith's going to be in conversation with Siobhan McSweeney from Derry Girl. Sister Michael, of course, talking about the songs that mean the most to her. Dave Moore's going to be playing cheesy classics. But don't let that put you off, because Block Rock and Beats with Declan Pierce
is saving the day.
Is this going to be in later on? And you've got the brilliant Bingo Loco later on today as well. It's going to be hopping. It was hopping last night. Most of the day yesterday, it was absolutely fantastic. I mean, God help us, even I was on the stage yesterday. And it was wild. It was wild. The Today FM Soundgarden, with thanks to Island's Edge Irish Stout, for a life less bitter. Get the facts, be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie. Hey, this hour, what have I got for you? We've got we've got the chats with our comedy pals. That's coming up in a few minutes. Play George Ezra, OMC, for tellies. We'll kick off with some Little Mix. Oh, yeah! The Fratellis and Chelsea Dagger on Today FM. We play the music you love. Hey-o. Good afternoon. Ray Foley on live from Electric Picnic 2022. We're backstage at the Today FM Soundgarden stage. We're behind the tent. We're in a tent, a much smaller tent behind the tent. There's the fun tent, the action tent. And then there's this tent where, there's some action happening here this afternoon. We got your texts, we got your WhatsApps, we got your tunes. We got JP over there.
And the rain is back. I believe it's playing all weekend.
Started hammering down again.
Thanks for coming back.
Forget your Dermot Kennedy. You got your rain making a massive appearance here throughout the weekend. Also joining us in the little tent that could, ladies and gentlemen, he's delicious. He's nutritious. He's on the comedy stage tent. He's on the stage in the comedy tent at around 5:30, 5:40 this evening. The one and only, Cork's finest, Chris Kent, everybody.
What a man.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Good to see you, man. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. I'm very good. Great to be here.
Electric Picnic,
mm-hmm.
After what, 15 years
something
of,
like that,
of a pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
How are you feeling?
Fantastic. Excited to be back.
Really?
Not even deterred by the rain or the tents or anything like that.
Did you, when did you come down, or did you come from Cork?
I just came from Cork this morning.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Up from the rail capital. So you missed the sunshine yesterday. It was pretty nice yesterday.
Apparently it was a beautiful day yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rain now, though, for the entire...
But it's perfect. As we were saying to Damien Clark earlier on about the comedy tent, any venue that is a tent...
Yes.
Straight indoors. No,
we love the rain at the comedy tent. love the rain.
Get bums on seats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so, people outside looking from a distance.
Yeah, it was... you were in the middle of... Were you in the middle of touring, or mm-hmm. were you still touring when the pandemic hit?
I was very much in the middle of touring. Yeah. I was in a train station on my way back to do gigs in Ireland, and there was an announcement made by Leo. I think he was in Chicago at the time, and it was like, all right, yeah. I rang my agent. She was like, don't bother coming back. So
to Ireland?
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
Were in the UK at the time?
I was living in the UK at the time.
Did you get stuck then?
The rest of my tour... No, I was living in the UK anyway.
So
I used to travel back to Ireland for my tour every weekend. I was just about to go back for, like, you know, the tour. And then it just stopped. Everything went for, like, 2 years or however many years it was.
And you were before your... Because you were years in comedy, you were an electrician.
Mm-hmm.
So you went back for a couple of years as working full time as an electrician.
Full circle. Full circle.
Had what to was go that back. Like?
It was terrifying. Genuinely,
really?
The most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life. Initially, going back, because I had to go back on the building site. It was my first time in 12 years off site.
Yeah.
And it was just terrifying. I was like, I hope no one recognizes me in a way. And then straight away, when I was getting my safe pass done, the bloody guy giving the safe pass was asking me for selfies. I was like, this is not what I want, like, you know?
And did you remember how to wire a plug all these years later?
I did, yes, right, okay. Yes. And you don't even have to wire plugs, really.
Right,
but
well, that's
I remembered.
That's,
I remembered.
Good, yeah. Is this giving you palpitations, all of our wires all over the
yes,
place?
Yes, in the rain, with electricity. Fantastic.
Listen, we're literally in the muck, in the rain, in a tent.
I'd say it's even a gazebo, is it? Is it even a tent?
That's fair enough, yeah. It's literally a thundering gazebo.
Yeah, it's great.
We're in. So what's the crack now then? Are you still working? Because you're doing so many gigs. I mean, yes. We're looking at the list of dates. You're doing so many gigs, you must be up to 90 between the two jobs.
I was, yeah. I was absolutely flying it with the gigs and work, and it was all a bit crazy. So I literally just finished work. I've officially become a stand-up comedian full-time last week.
For the second time in his
for
life.
The second time.
Welcome back.
I'm giving it a go. Yeah. I'm giving it a go.
Welcome back to the new gig.
You know, I was tricked into thinking I loved money and security, and it's very overrated.
That's what show business.
It just draws you back. Here I am, happy to be in wellies in a field.
Yeah. When was the last festival? Well, it was probably Electric Picnic, was it? Or what was the last
maybe
festival?
Electric Picnic, yeah. Last festival like this, anyway. I've come back and done everything else like.
Right. So. Okay. And how has life changed for you? Like, in the last few years, well, you've got babies now. They're
babies
grown up.
2 children, 6-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Yeah,
they're fantastic. That's about 12,000 photographs. If you're roughly wondering on my phone. According to my wife, that's not a lot of photographs. I don't take hardly any. According to her,
she's
12,000 of them.
Yeah, it certainly fills it up. All right.
Let me introduce you to my mother. You know, there's 17 photographs of babies in the attic, and she doesn't even know who's who. Like, she really doesn't. You'll say, "Is this me or my brother?" And she'd be like, "I don't know."
The other end of the spectrum.
It's a child in a sink. Could be anybody.
Damien Clark had his baby in a little trailer inside the tent with us.
Yes,
he was wonderful.
Full of energy.
It's great to see kids without energy and confidence. Where are your kids? Surely you should bring them to the picnic.
They're with my mother in Cork, where they shall remain until we get back.
Mammy and Daddy can enjoy themselves.
Yeah. We were tempted to take them for a very short period of time. And then we were like, actually, no.
There's a certain type of person that takes their children to Electric Picnic, and I'm not that type of person.
I'm not that type of person.
No.
I mean, I'm just delighted to be here. I don't know if I'm actually delighted to be here, just delighted to not have my kids with me. Like, it's raining and it's horrible, but I'm like, yeah, but the kids are not here.
Yeah, so. Child. Any excuse for childcare.
And you'll be listening now. So.
You reach a certain stage. Well, what are their names?
It'd be Jack and Evelyn.
Hi to Jack and Evelyn. And
that's great fun.
And Daddy clearly misses you.
Yeah, I do. I mean, honestly, I really mean it when I say I'm happy that you're not here.
From the bottom of his heart. I'm looking at other dates. Well, of course, you've got today. Then you had 10th of September. That's next Saturday in Bray.
Yes.
With Neil Delamere.
That's correct.
In Wicklow.
Opening for Mighty Neil.
And then you're over in the UK then in Nottingham.
Mm-hmm.
And then will you be doing... Because you did a load... Like, you were living over in the UK for years.
Yes.
Will you be... Is that the plan now?
I'll be travelling back there, yeah.
Right, okay.
A good bit more, but I'll be focusing on Ireland as well, doing a new tour and all that, and a couple of leftover dates from the last tour.
Okay. And will the kids... Would you be thinking about moving back over?
No, never.
Yeah,
I'm in Cork now.
Grant.
I'm addicted to Cork.
Well, that's fair. You don't want the kids growing up with accents either.
No, absolutely not.
Apart from Cork accents.
Yeah, a Cork accent.
Which is the proper one to have. Then Galway, September 22nd.
Yes.
City Limits in Cork. Also on September 22nd.
Is that the two we're talking about? Double up that we've just discussed.
This could be it. And loads of gigs in London, Glasgow through October, November. It's always a pleasure to see you, sir. Every success. Congratulations on the new gig.
You've made me paranoid now about that. I've double booked myself.
Go and check it.
No, I haven't. It's a typo.
ChrisKent.com.
Yeah, ChrisKentComedy.com, I think it is.
ChrisKentComedy.com. You can get the actual dates there. We'll get the website fixed. Chris Kent, everybody.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
What a beautiful man. Our favourite comedian and our second favourite electrician. See you, brother.
Take it easy.
On stage in the comedy tent, about 20 to 6, here at Electric Picnic a little bit later on. Go check him out if you're going to be around, because it's going to be great. Chris Kent on Today FM. OMC, this is How Bizarre. George Ezra and Paradise, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ayo, how are you? Ray Foley's my name, backstage at the Soundgarden stage at Electric Picnic 2022. It is raining again. Keeping you updated through the day here with regard to the meteorological conditions in a very specific site in County Laois. I'm Ray, JP's over there.
Ray, I'm a little bit intimidated by the beauty of our guest.
He's a gorgeous guest.
Mm.
He's a gorgeous guest and a gorgeous guest. he's What are you making him feel comfortable the minute he sits down?
I'm
hyping the man up.
Stop objectifying me.
You piece of meat. He's not a piece of meat. It's Kevin McGahern is here.
Hey, everybody. Boys.
How are you?
I'm going to try and match your energy, Ray, but honestly, I'm going to fail miserably.
Do you think I've got energy, really?
I feel like the underside of a dog. My eyes feel like the little holes at the top of a Capri Sun packet.
Have you? Were you here yesterday?
I was.
All right. So
do you think I arrived this hungover? I'm an alcoholic.
Well, then welcome to my world. I stay in a hotel and I feel dog rough. And I didn't have that.
Like, lifestyles of the rich and famous.
I was a fairly good boy yesterday. People were texting me saying, man, you've changed. Stay in a hotel.
To be honest, like, I can't complain. I'm staying in a camper van at Barry Murphy. I was awoken this morning with the smell of sizzling sausages and a hand of a glass of champagne.
Oh, well, that's how to
do it. Sausages and champagne with Barry Murphy.
Have you done a camper van before?
No, it's the first time. Right. I'm never going back.
And how big is it? Like, well, it's enough for you and Barry,
enough
anyway.
For three men, yeah.
Right, okay.
Pete Fagan is the man with the van.
Oh, Pete.
Pete Fagan, the musician, yeah.
Right, yeah, that's very cool. Very rock and roll.
Well, he's not very rock and roll. He's actually kind of a motherly sausage deliverer.
Right.
He makes you feel guilty. Like, he'll be an amazing mother, give you loads of sausages, then he'll make you feel guilty about it.
Right? Yeah. You shouldn't have eaten all those sausages that I forced you to eat.
Exactly.
How are you, man?
I'm rough.
But aside from that, how are you generally like?
Ah, generally good. Yeah. Life is good. I have a daughter now.
Yeah.
So that solved all my sort of what is the meaning of life problems.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Now I have a purpose.
Did you have that whole, the minute you held her in your arms, you were like, this has changed. I'll never look at the world the same, the same ever again.
I turned to my wife and I said, this is the bee's knees.
Really, did you?
That's my actual words.
Really?
No.
It's good. Oh, I thought that was loads of people, loads of men have that story. Loads of dads are like, oh, I'll never forget the moment I held my child in my arms. I was never the same again.
Yeah, no, that is true, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, we used to look at people at restaurants who'd like give their child like Peppa Pig on the phone to keep them quiet.
Uh-huh.
And I used to think like, oh, that's such bad parenting. Now, if I saw a mother hit her child, I'd be like, that must be some bad child. That child must have done something awful to warrant physical violence.
Exactly.
We're not condoning here at the FM. We're not condoning, of course.
Absolutely not.
Any kind of domestic abuse whatsoever.
We're not condoning, but we are understanding it.
I'm empathizing.
Identify entirely. Yeah, we were the very same before we had kids. Looking at other, it's like, oh my god, why would you give
why would you not just talk to your child? Just explain. You know what? This is a restaurant, and adults trying to enjoy their meal. Just keep it down
a bit.
Having
a carbonara.
Can you use the cutlery a bit quieter, child?
Do you do that thing as well where it's like
bring my food. I'm at the stage where like I want to phone the restaurant, like get the takeaway and just be like, duck a l'orange and some chicken nuggets and chips. And you have that ready as we walk in the door.
Absolutely. Or if we could leave the kids in the car while we go in for our dinner. Here's Peppa Pig on the mobile phone.
Yeah.
So how are you getting on? The last time I was talking to you, you were acting. You were all over the big screen and...
Oh, what was that for? Nowhere Fast, was it? No.
Yeah.
Or the other one. Still doing it. I'm acting at the moment, I suppose. I like to try a bit of everything.
Yeah.
I'm sort of throwing a lot of muck at the wall, Ray, and seeing what sticks.
Yeah.
So if you've any other jobs...
There could be a couple of gigs going the weekends here. I'll put a word out
for
you.
I'll do it, man. I'll do
it.
100%.
You shout.
I'll twiddle some knobs.
That's a
radio term.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to go to radio school for that one, though. You need to have a piece of paper on the wall. And how are you feeling about EP being back on stage and gigging again?
It's a strange one. It's been a while. I feel so old. I just feel like I've aged 5 years. But it's lovely to be back. Like, the rain is a bit of a dampener.
Literally.
Sorry, I was giving a thumbs up to somebody who waved at me there.
That's Roshi.
You know what? It keeps down the dust.
It does. It was incredibly dusty.
It was very dusty.
Yeah.
Dusty roads.
Yeah, smacking the dust off myself.
Another radio detail.
Another radio reference there. You're definitely getting
He's learning.
He's definitely getting that weekend gig. Yeah, so, it is fantastic to be back. And it's
great
to be
back.
Nice to be on front of a
It's nice to have a job where, like, you're allowed to go to a field to drink.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
There's not too many jobs that you can pull that one off.
You're right. I'm trying to think of
love, I have to go for 48 hours to drink in a field and talk to Ray Foley.
Yeah.
It's not a bad old situation.
It's all right. It's grand. Listen, you're on in the comedy tent about 6:10.
That's right.
And then you've got other dates then. Whelan, 7th of September. Clonakilty, 30th of September. And then across October, November, Cavan, Limerick, Dundalk, Portlaoise and more.
Yeah, more to be added. But yeah, Dublin next week. Call in if you're about. Whelan's 7th.
We'll see you there. Brother, thanks for
You said that like, I'm not going to that gig.
That is the way it sounds. Yeah, honestly.
Folks, in my eyes. No. He looked in my eyes and said, I'll see you there. And it was the dead eyes of a liar.
I thought you were talking to them, not me.
No, I was talking to you, man.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll go.
Thanks very much.
What night is it? Is it a Monday night?
You're going to go out of spite.
I'm going to spite.
You're going out of spite.
I will. I thought you were talking to them.
Ticket sales, man.
Hey, listeners, come on down and check it out.
No.
But he happened to be looking at me when he was saying it.
Sorry, man.
So he's saying, hey, listeners, come on down. And I'm sitting there in front of him just shaking my head dead eyes. that sounds great. I can't wait to
be there. I'll 100% be there, man.
I'll be there. Those gags. This evening, at 6:10, the comedy stage here at Electric Picnic. The one and only Kevin McCarron.
Thank you, Rip Holly.
You're as beautiful as JP says you are. Thank you, sir. Right, stick around. What do I need to do? We're going to check in on the campsite. Your voice notes as well. 0874-100-102. I'll play some Harry Styles next. I was just thinking, isn't it crazy what love can do? David Guetta and all of his friends, crazy what love can do. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon, live at Electric Picnic. And speaking of love, Edel O'Riordan and Chris Curran, they tied the knot yesterday at the station house in Kilmessan. They're all driving back to Cavan today, avoiding Electric Picnic like the plague. They'd more cop on than we did, frankly, because it's still raining here at Electric Picnic, backstage at the Today FM Soundgarden. We need to say hi to Niall, Adele's brother Niall, who's the zone manager for all the food trucks at Electric Picnic.
He's a big noise.
He's the food guy.
Yeah.
Actually, the big noise is actually coming from, I don't know, is that a sewage truck or what kind of truck is that?
Just in time.
Right next to the tent, which is great. Not only is there sewage inside the tent, but there's a...
Hey, it's been 3 hours, come on, and I had breakfast a few hours ago.
Hi Ray, I'm at AP in the caravan area, feeling smug, waking up dry and cosy. But the gas is gone.
Oh, no.
Can you give a shout out to know, is there anywhere in Stradbally that sells 6 kg propane cylinders? My internet is rubbish from Mary. Thanks. Mary, there are several places, several people have volunteered with the 6 kg propane cylinders, but they've opted not to give them to you because of your earlier smugness. Thank you for the text. And Ray, after giving me some fright, hopped into the car and I hear you on the radio. I'm still not sure if Saturday, Sunday or midweek. Love the show.
Hey,
from Emma in Kilkenny. Emma, babes, it's Saturday. Relax, chill out. Oh, this is... I'm playing another song. I didn't realise.
It's Bob Sinclair.
It's Bob Sinclair, sure is. 0874-100-102. I thought it was good to the ad break there. My apologies. Bob Sinclair, Love Generation. This is Today FM. Ray Foley.